they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them. In the name of Jesus. This is the key to all seven verses in the gospel lesson today. The Lord working with the apostles. The Lord working with the apostolic mission. To them, the apostles, Jesus presented himself alive after suffering many proofs, appearing to them for 40 days, speaking about the kingdom of God. But that doesn't mean that the kingdom of God is done now that he has ascended. The start of the kingdom began with Jesus' incarnation and will go on into eternity. We are a kingdom people now. But the apostles then, like so often times like us, did not see that. This kingdom of God now, in the present. They asked if it was going to be given to Israel. Well, before that even, they hesitated to believe Jesus even rose from the dead. And he had just rebuked them for their hard-heartedness, caused them not to believe those who had first seen him after his resurrection. So in order for them and for us to understand all this, as Jesus explains, we must receive power from on high, the Holy Spirit. As we confess in the Creed, we cannot by our own reason or strength even believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. The Holy Spirit has to call by the gospel, enlighten us with his gifts, and sanctify and keep us in the one true faith. Baby steps, from milk to meat. So the Holy Spirit comes to the church on Pentecost, which we will celebrate next week. So you can say the Holy Spirit births the church. It is the birthday of the church. But we have him now. And when that happens, you can say, like the famous slogan of the fast food chain, we have the meats. The order of that is ascension. Pentecost, Holy Spirit, church. Remember the "in a little while and you will see me no longer," and again, "a little while and you will see me" from John chapter 16, where Jesus is telling them things to keep them from falling away. He said, "I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Helper there is with the big H. H is for helper. H is for Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus is the Lord who prepares. He does not abandon us. For left to ourselves, we would fail every time. So what he's doing is he's revealing his design here. He commissions the apostles to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And they do. Everything the Lord says does is happening. And the reason is, as it is written, that you may no longer be strangers and aliens, but instead fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple into the Lord. There it is. That is what happened and continues to happen. A building and a joining together. And all inaugurated by the ascending of our Lord Jesus Christ. We speak in the making of confession in the Holy Creed, once again, that he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. But that sitting part there is reigning talk, not resting. For God never rests. The ascension means Christ now reigns as king over all his church and all creation. And he has taken over the kingdom from his Father. He governs, protects, and preserves us. And the right hand of God also is not a location, but it is the exercise of divine power and majesty. What does this mean? It means that all devils and powers are subject to him, and they live and lie at his feet. It means that every enemy is under Christ. That's the gospel to proclaim to the whole creation. In his humanity, Christ has redeemed the lost and condemned man, purchased and won us from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And now, in his divinity, he has risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. And whoever believes that and is baptized will be saved. That's why he must ascend and why at Pentecost the birth of the church must happen. But how so? If he is taken up, aren't we left to fend for ourselves? Left to figure all this church stuff out on our own? But we can't figure it out on our own. Our faith is often weak and little. But the Lord knows that, and so he gives signs. Signs then and signs now. Not the same ones or types, but accompaniments to those he gave to the disciples to do, in order that you may believe. He told them, "You will cast out demons in my name." And they do. Repeatedly, so says the book of Acts. They also speak in tongues at Pentecost. Paul was really bitten by a viper in Acts 28 and is unharmed. There is miraculous healing of the sick done by the apostles. All that Jesus said did come to fulfillment. Why? To prove that nothing can stop Christ's gospel going into the world. But the heart and center of those verses is the "in my name." His gospel breaks into the world, and even hostile creation cannot stop his mission. Christ does affirm the sending of the apostles and the gospel going out with signs and wonders. Signs. Not normal experiences that every Christian must seek, but as signs accompanying the apostolic advance of the gospel into the world. So the point is not snakes. The point is Christ. And these signs specifically accompanied the apostolic office. They authenticated the initial proclamation of the gospel. And then Scripture itself shows those signs clustering all around the apostolic age. So we do not deny the miracles. We just don't turn them into present-day expectations, because that would overshadow the actual meaning of the text. The ascended Christ continuing his work through the apostolic gospel. Yes, the ascended Christ still working. And then that's where verse 20 lands naturally. The Lord worked with them. After he ascended, he still worked with them. So ascension does not mean that he stops working. Just like the Father never stopped working after he created the world and mankind. He rested from creating. That part was done. But he continued working through his Son for new creation on the eighth day, Resurrection Sunday. And just like the Father, the Son has completed his work on how to newly create, yet still works. He is still active in the here and now. And he also still uses miracles to affirm that he does. Not the same ones, but even better, enduring ones that will not cease until the end of the age. The miracles are of the gospel itself, creating faith through word and sacraments. Doesn't appear as extraordinary as then, but the church now rests on the preached word, baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper, the means and the signs. The miracles now are not a new revelation or ecstatic speech. but dead sinners being brought to faith through ordinary means, present and enduring miracles. The creation of faith and the forgiveness of sins, those are miracles. So we do not chase the first apostolic signs. We simply receive the word the signs were given to confirm. So having laid the apostolic foundation, the same ascended Lord now works through the church by the preaching of his word and the administration of his sacraments. The miracles then mark the church's beginning, and now the gospel remaining marks the church's life. And the ascension is also central to Christ's exaltation. According to both natures, human and divine, Christ exercises the fullness of his majesty and fills all things. And this article is foundational for Christ's universal reign and also his real presence in the Lord's Supper, his ability to be present wherever he promises. He ascended into heaven not to depart from the church, no, but to fill all things and to rule all things for the sake of his church. The Lord worked with them, and he continues to work with the church on earth and the ones holding to the one true faith. So the question I ask then is, are you excited now that he has ascended? You should be, because like St. Paul, we should know. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. Paul goes on to say, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood. Through what, Paul? Through what? The measure of the fullness of Christ. That we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, human cunning, craftiness, or deceitful schemes. All that is why Christ ascended for you. Not a promotion or a hiring or firing, but a working for you. Know that the Lord still works. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, and he keeps coming in the flesh. We now rest assured in this promise because of his ascended reign, that he has the power to be really present wherever he wills. He has made a promise to be present, especially in one true sacramental way, the Lord's Supper. Currently, now, as he comes down from heaven to reveal his reign, and he comes again and again and again, in flesh and blood. So we receive now the benefits of his order and his reign. Not sadness from absence, but presence through his working. This is how he confirms the gospel message. Now I recall an experience of mine when one time after being out to sea for a while, our crew on the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Vigilant out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, we pulled back into home port. And when we got settled in, you know, a lot of people want to go home. Some did. They could hurried up, got their bag, packed it. We had a mirror at the dock, more at the dock. Shortly thereafter, the captain, he wanted to get home too and get some R&R. He departs the ship. But then shortly after that, a problem arises. Believe this or not, this is crazy. The port authorities there didn't even make any sense why they were there to mess with the Coast Guard. But it appeared that they just wanted to do that. They just wanted to mess with us. So they gave us this hard time. And that was that they wanted to board the vessel. That's unauthorized without the captain's permission. So a standoff occurred between us and them, those who were left on the ship anyway. What happened after that was the quarterdeck watch blocked the brow so that no one could board. Then the lieutenant junior grade, who was the assigned officer of the day, mustered the remaining crew for a powwow, me being one of them. And he ordered us to man the fore and aft and just stand vigilantly there. It was a real standoff, I'm telling you, it was crazy. Until down from the pier, in comes with tires burning rubber, the captain. He came back. He was notified what was taking place, and he came back to settle the matter. He came back to speak for and take care of his crew. And all ended well on our behalf. He escorted those guys up to his stateroom, slammed the door. 5 minutes later, they left tails tucked, looking a little bit scared, if I might add. And like that, church, we have a great captain who, though he departs, he comes back. He secures and settles his own. And then he declares liberty until it's time to work again. And his name, just like a captain, is always attached to the unit with authority. And because he has the ultimate say-so, he has the ultimate reign, he says, I am there for you. You are my crew. We call it shipmates. You are his shipmate. You are his lieutenant, junior grades, and workers. So the Apostles' Creed goes on that he has ascended and sits at the right hand of the Father. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And he will do that. Come back the same way the disciples saw him, but now he is still working. And he comes through his very ordinary means and way. So there is no need to stand looking into heaven. He comes down the pier to his ship, the church. He stops there. He has a stateroom there. And then peace is had. The Lord worked with them. The Lord confirmed the message. I am still present. It is real presence talk. He came and continually does come. The Lord works for you and is still confirming it. That is the reign of the church, the reign that we now live in, the reign now. And so we confess, I believe, I believe, I believe. So gather around, go, see, do. The Lord works with you. And he accompanies those who believe in his working. And he presents himself wherever and whenever he wills. And that's the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus.